daylight doesn't seem to come up as fast. When it's you, I'm haunting. You, I'm calling. I need you back in my system. So many things I wish I'd known. When every night I lie, hoping you come through the door. My life is wrong without you. Something I saw on TV, but you were the only one who would come through calling. You found ways to rescue me.
Isn't that just the best song ever to start off our show today? I did something I've never ever done here on WMFO, and that is play a song from the same artist back to back 2 weeks in a row. But first, you're listening to Hot Tip Tapes. My name is Julia. As always, here in the studio on this beautiful Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. Crazy, it's 4. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I had to start off with that song, which is Wretched by Barty Strange off of his new record, Farm to Table, because it's just so, it's so good. And I talked about how last week this album kind of just blew my mind, and it was an artist that I kind of was late on the draw to get into, and now I'm absolutely obsessed with, and I've listened to this record all week, and I can't stop thinking about it. So I had to play Wretched, which is a much more upbeat track than I played last week. I played Hold the Line. So listen to that whole album. Please do it for me. And then maybe I won't play another song from it. Maybe I'll shut up about Barty Strange. But I've got a super fun set planned for today. Very chill, lots of R&B. And I'm actually working at a super cool company this summer. It's called Orienteer. It's a music PR company, and they represent a ton of my favorite R&B, hip-hop, indie artists. And I've discovered a lot of new artists through looking at their roster and working with their clients. So I thought today I would kind of do an Orienteer-focused show with a lot of acts that I think are up and coming that are on their roster, as well as just some of my favorites that complement those songs. So next up is an Orienteer artist called Dijon, and this is off his 2021 release called Absolutely. This is Many Times.
There you go again, head low, putting on a showcase. It's the holidays, how come it always ends this way? You can't take that pressure off, you just to put it on me. Talking to your friends on the phone, airing our dirty laundry. Strawberry, raspberry, candlelight, satellite, television, x-ray vision. What's it gonna take for you to listen? Well, you can change your mind now, but you can't change your decision. You can change your mind now, but you can't change your decision. Cause many times you hurt me so much. Many times you hurt me so much. We'll be right back.
That was Empress Of with her brand new single, Turn the Table, off of her brand new EP, Save Me, which just came out. And she's got some fall dates on the calendar. She's touring in the Northeast, and she's on my list. I hope I get to see her. I've been a fan of Empress Of since her early days with her first single that she released, Go to H-E Double Hockey Sticks. I'm not going to say that on the radio, but it's just cool to see that she's new music out, and that song is so freaking good. And it actually is a feature from one of my favorite producers, Jimmy Stack, and he does a lot of work with kind of every artist ever. He does songs with Casey Hill and Octavian and Bon Iver and even Dijon, who I played the track before with many times, and that was off his 2021 album. And something really interesting about Dijon is that, you know, his name is Dijon, like the mustard, and he is best friends with, I'm super into like celebrity chefs and all that nonsense, and he's best friends with my favorite chef ever, Molly Baz, of the Bon Appetit Test Kitchen. So it's kind of fun to think about this famous chef hanging out with an artist, a music artist named Dijon, but it's very cute to see them together on Instagram, not in real life. I don't know them personally. But next up, we've got one of my favorite Hot Chip songs, Hirachi Lights.
Hirachi Lights. Thank you.
That was Steve Lacy with Playground. And Steve Lacy just actually released a new single called Bad Habit. And I wish I could play it on the air, but it's explicit. And I was looking at the lyrics. Sometimes, if there's only like a few bad words, I feel like I can do it myself with the fader. But there were a lot. So I couldn't play that for you today. So I played the next best thing, Playground. And go ahead and listen to that new Steve Lacy track. It's amazing. Super catchy. It's been in my head all week. Before that, I played Hirachi Lights by Hot Chip, an awesome electronic band from the earlier 2000s, kind of an LCD sound system type adjacent group. And next up, another Orienteer artist that I love that I played on the show before called Yeek. And this is off Yeek. Just sounds like an exclamation every time I say it, even when I'm trying to say it chill. Yeek. And this is off of Sebastian, which was released in 2017. This is Only in the West.
Grab her by the eye. I got the West Coast blues. car is never around when you need them. I don't know.
So not prepared for that break. I was so distracted. I don't even know what I was doing. Messing around in the studio. But that was... Hold on a moment. In My Dreams by Kali Uchis off of Isolation, her 2018 release. I love Kali. I love all of her stuff. And she's got features with everyone. She's worked with everyone. And also an artist I would love to see on tour. I'm not sure if she is touring in the fall or if she has new music on the way, but... we can cross our fingers, we can hope. And before that was Only in the West by Yeek, and I've played Shake by Yeek on my show probably at least once. One of my favorite songs. It was like a quarantine classic for me. And moving right along, coming right up next, we've got another Orienteer artist. An artist that hasn't really released a ton of music, but singles here and there, especially this one, probably his most famous and kind of acclaimed release. It's his track, Heaven's Only Wishful, by Mormore.
I'm just a poor boy. Thank you.
If I had to switch bodies.
That was Stay Back by Omar Apollo off of his release, Apollonio, in 2020. And I know Omar Apollo just came out with a new album, and I've played the track with Daniel Caesar on my show before a couple weeks ago when I was doing my favorite albums of 2022 so far. But I haven't really dug into that album yet, and I think part of the reason is because I still am not over this album. I call it the Purple Album because the album art is sick, and it's mainly lavender. And I just love this album so much, and I feel like I'm not ready to give it up yet. I'm not ready to go onto the new Omar Apollo album. So for right now, I'm staying back, as Stay Back says. And I've played a track from this album, I'm Amazing, probably on the show before. And it's like the ultimate hype song ever. I play it basically every morning when I'm getting ready because the lyrics are, I'm amazing, that's what they tell me. And I think that's what everyone needs to hear when they wake up in the morning. So it's a great song on a great album. And I love Omar Apollo, and I would love to see him in concert. And he's another client I get to work with this summer. And it's really cool, since his new album just came out, to kind of see how a PR campaign works for an album from start to finish. And as the album comes out, to see the press pickup it's getting and see the publicist kind of tell that story. So very cool to kind of get the PR side of music and see a little bit of the behind the scenes, even if I don't get to hang out with Omar on the regular or in person. Next up, we've got another Orienteer artist for you, a R&B songstress called Tora E, Tora I, who knows? And this is Call Your Name. She's only got a couple singles out and hopefully a full-length release on the way. And it's one of my favorite new tracks, so I'm going to play that for you.
Call your name out high, till I feel forever and not just in the high.
was Guilty by Lady Ray, one of my favorites. I listened to Lady Ray a ton while I was abroad. It was always on every single cooking playlist that I made because I feel like her voice is just smooth. It's good. And she just came out with a new album in 2022 called Piece of Me, and it's fantastic. And this song, Guilty, off of her 2016 album, her first album, Queen Alone, it's actually about her brother's incarceration. I just looked that up because I thought it was about like a partner that maybe was in jail or whatever, but it's about her brother, and she receives a letter from her brother around the holiday time, and she just feels so guilty that she can't, you know, be with him during the holidays. So a great song by a great songwriter, also an artist that is represented by the PR company that I'm working for. And I've got a few more for you on this Sunday afternoon, and before we get back into it, you know what time it is, best time of the day, PSA time. And I actually looked through the book for my favorite PSA of all time. I haven't been able to find it. And today I have. And so I'm going to read a classic PSA, the one you've all been waiting for, the ladder safety PSA. Something very dangerous in your home. Could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. Public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Very melodramatic, Mr. PSA. Kind of funny, though. I love that one. And next up, I have one of my favorite albums, a record I've played on this show a ton before. Swamp Dogs, Love Lost and Auto-Tune, and I'm going to play I'm Coming with Love on My Mind.
I'm taking a taxi home. My plane just landed, and I've been so alone. You know that black negligee I brought you? Well, tonight for me, that's just what the doctor ordered. That's exactly what I need. And where's some of that perfume I bought you? That's Chanel number 69. I'll be home in a few minutes, and I got loving, loving on my mind. Loving, loving on my mind. Chill the champagne glasses and put them beside the bed. I got some Don Perignon 69 to take off dead. If missing you was a crime, I know I'd get life. Cause from the moment I left, I've been coming back just for tonight. Take the lock off the door, dim the lights, turn off the phone and close the blinds. I'm coming home, darling. Feel your body heat, then I'm gonna kiss you from your head down to your feet. I've only been gone 10 days, but it seems like a million years. Oh, baby, it feels so good to be back here. I haven't thought of anything but the love I have for you. And when this moment arrived, just what I was gonna do. Don't tell
tell nobody I'm back, 'cause I don't wanna share the time. It's gonna be just you and me and the love on my mind. Oh, just
That was Wet with Bound, featuring Blood Orange, one of my favorite. I say that every time. You probably hate me for that. But it's true. I do love Wet, and I do love, it sounds weird whenever I say it, but the artist is called Wet. And that is off their brand new album, Letter Blue, which came out in 2021. They also have a brand new EP, which is a little more acoustic, a little more stripped back. There's a track called I'm Not Her on that that brings me to tears every time I listen to it. And I started off that little set with I'm Coming With Love On My Mind off of Love, Loss, and Auto-Tune, a Swamp Dogg record. First of all, Swamp Dogg is maybe the best name I've ever heard for an artist. It's Dogg with two G's, reminiscent of Snoop Dogg himself, perhaps. And Swamp Dogg is just a really interesting artist. He's a like country soul artist who's worked with John Prine. And then he comes out with this album that is super like Francis in the Lights meets country, produced by Justin Vernon, and it's just so different from anything he's ever done. And that track is so fun. It brings a smile to my face anytime I hear the line Chanel number 69 or Dom Perignon number 69, and he's amazing. It's super fun. And the hit track off of that record, Lonely, is featured in the Hulu adaptation of High Fidelity with Zoe Kravitz, and she plays that song on her record store, and that is how I discovered Swamp Dogg, and ever since I've been obsessed, I've been hooked. And we got two more songs for you that I'm going to squeeze in today, a Caroline Polachek track called Pang, and an 070 Shake song, Skin and Bones, and that's a song I've been saving for a really long time to play on my show, and I haven't really known the right moment, and As it's an orienteer artist that I discovered from my job this summer, I thought today would be the perfect day, and I'm going to close out the show with this track because I've been obsessed with it, and it's been on repeat for forever. 070 Shake is a New Jersey artist, R&B hip-hop, and this is off her brand new album, You Can't Kill Me. And it got crazy reviews, critical acclaim, all of the above, skin and bones. It's just, it is such a good track, and I cannot wait for you to hear it. And that's all from me today. Thanks for hanging out with me in the studio on this gorgeous, sunny Sunday afternoon. I'm going to go for a run after this, enjoy the sunlight, and enjoy the rest of your week. And as always, I'll be back here in the studio next week. My name is Julia, and you're listening to Hot Tub Tapes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Rent Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Without further ado, this is Pang by Caroline Polachek.
When you're hungry for me, it's a beautiful knife cutting right where the fear should be into me. Pain, I go into you. Pain, you go into me. Pain, I go. Tell me what night is made of. What can I not destroy for you? Color the night electric, killing me like a secret. I open the door and you run through into me. Pain, I go into you. Pain, and you go into me. Pain, and I go.
Remember this scent, eyes. but you catch a slip. I know nothing, I know it though. And we spoke in past tense, reminisce about back when our spirits used to dance with each other. We've been smoking. In my story, life would take its toll, but whichever way we go, no, I'm right here by your side, shawty. What a contrast, my skin and bones against the color.
And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.